Good afternoon. I wanted to take the video earlier, but it has got afternoon now, I believe. So we're just going to go ahead. I'm very excited during this season of the year of Rosh Hashanah. And I do believe as a Christian in celebrating. And I wanted to take just a little time. I had wrote some notes and plus some things I just wanted to share from my heart. We're going to start with prayer and ask the Lord to help us to learn. I need to learn a whole lot more. And I admit that, but I love the Lord. I love this season and what He's doing. And so many are going down right now. We need true hope in Jesus Christ. Father, we just ask that You come this day, that You anoint me from on high as I speak this, that the listeners will be touched and moved, and that we will celebrate You. And as we come into this new year of Rosh Hashanah on the Hebrew calendar, that, Lord, we put You first. Anything in our hearts we repent of, we ask You to come closer to You. We receive Jesus Christ in our heart. Anybody out there that hadn't just asked Jesus in your heart, repent of your sins, He will not in no wise cast you out. He loves you. And so this day, I was just going to bring some things out. This was recorded last night, or I think it was, but I can't find it on YouTube. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it again. First, I had just something that Sid Roth, and I really believe in his stand for Christ, and he's a Messianic Jew. Many, many know, respect, honor Sid Roth. I believe in what he does. I support his ministry, what I can every month. And he was saying on a broadcast lately, he might have did more, but it was like, it's time to grab hold and enter Goshen, the land of prosperity. And then he went on to was talking about it's your peace. It's not just the possessions. And so many preach the prosperity gospel wrong. And it's not wrong to have something, but it's wrong to covet and then make that your God. But He can prosper us, and we don't have to be poor. But if we're poor, then we just turn to the Lord to supply our needs. But yet, it's not a poor mentality gospel. Jesus Christ will give us what He needs. He loves us. There's many that, and I'm getting off on another subject now, but I believe we're to support the poor, the weak, the infirm, that we're to give to others, you know, as the Lord lays on our heart. But He is bringing us into a new place in this new year. And as many know, it started last night at sundown, September the 15th. It will close at sundown on the 17th, from what I've read. That a lot of the Rosh Hashanah that I have celebrated the last few years has been with a trumpet blast. My granddaughter blows the shofar a lot. Different people I listen to on YouTube. It is a time of the year to where we're evaluating, we're asking God to bless our new year on the Hebrew calendar. And I know He blesses the calendar that a lot of us use, the Gregorian calendar, but He blesses His calendar, and it's important to learn about that. But I was going to just, like, I don't want to misquote anything, and I'm afraid I might not remember it right. So as close as I can, I'm quoting a few things that I had found on YouTube. I really like Kurt Landry. I believe he gives a lot of understanding on anything that he does. But in this year, the Hebrew year of this calendar, on God's calendar, is 5784. And this you can find in several videos, explaining this. The 5 stands for grace. The 7 stands for protection. The 8 is new beginning. And 4 is the dalet or the door. And then Kurt Landry was saying, I don't mean to say his name wrong. He's coming to dine with us so we can sit with Him in the courts of heaven. And we don't just make it, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's just some little something, know this is a powerful time in the Lord. It's an appointed time. And he was even given some illustrations of how that the four is the dalet or the door. And that's explained a lot on the YouTube videos of this year. Four is the dalet or the door. And he was saying it stands for he's talking about the fourth dimension and how we're to go into the fourth dimension. He gives a lot of examples. For lack of time, I'm going to give you the scriptures. I can write them out later in the comment on this YouTube video. But he was given Ezekiel 47:1, Revelation 4:1, and he was talking about Jesus seeing Nathanael while he was still under the fig tree. And that's John 1:47-50. I hope I wrote all that down right, but I will double check. Put the scriptures on the YouTube video once I confirm. But this is what I heard him say. And he was talking about the fourth man in the fire. And examples of Daniel, Enoch, Elijah in the Bible. Now, how powerful is that? Enoch was not, but he walked with God and he was not. Elijah, look at what he did. He left his mantle down and he went up. And Elijah got his mantle. But that's a long Bible story and it's very powerful. But he was in the fourth dimension and the Lord took him up. And all about Daniel and John 6:21. I might have already said that. Then we have the fourth man in the fire. And again, I've got to look a lot of these scriptures up. The fourth man in the fire, we know who that was. Some say it was an angel. I believe it was Jesus Christ. But the three Hebrew children didn't get burnt. Do you think that's a natural? It's not. Sometimes the Lord does the supernatural. And they came out. Their clothes was not even singed or anything. Smell of smoke wasn't on them. And he brought the example of Ephesians 3:18. Again, I will double check the scriptures. But that's about the width, the height, the depth, and the length. And that's four different dimensions. Width, height, depth, and length. Now, moving right along, again, the door is the fourth dimension. It has to do with time and space. The mouth, the words, are going to shape our destiny. Do we not know that about what we speak? And we're to speak positive into the airways. And we're not to speak death and curses on ourselves and other people. If we do, we need to repent. We're all guilty, but we need to just ask the Lord to watch our mouth and set a door upon our mouth. And it's up to us to open the doors of new beginnings. And also, I got from Kurt Landry, the pay or the dalet is the number 80. We are in the decade of the pay. And pay has to do with the mouth. And I'm going to go on a little bit further with other things I got. I'm learning myself. I'm trying to go to a new place in the Lord always. We want to go from glory to glory. But also, I was looking up Eric Burton. You can look him up on YouTube, and any of that y'all want later, I can give you in the comments. 5783-5784. And he's talking about number four there, 5784. The four is not just another year, but an era. And he was explaining that era only comes every 4 years on the Hebrew calendar. The last era change was 2020. So there's good things. And we're going to see the dark are going to get darker. The light, the ones that's in the light, and the glory of the Lord shining upon them, as they turn to Jesus Christ and grow in his grace and knowledge, they're going to get brighter. And it's going to be a face-off. There is counterfeit. There's a camp of just religious and legalism and some not say, but then there is the real deal. We have to be the real deal to get to where we want to go in the Lord and to love others and to seek to bring them to Jesus Christ. And that's only if they see the light in us. And then I remember, and I wrote down Four is the number of the earth, and it is God doing something in the earth. And this, again, is from Eric Burton right here. And then he was talking about 5780 to 5784 on the Jewish calendar. This new era is about humbleness. And again, he was speaking, five is grace, seven is perfection, eight is new beginnings, and four is the door. And he was also explaining here, 80 is pay to the mouth, the word P-E-Y to the mouth. And we are in the decade of the pay. And some of this you have to look up for yourself. Find the videos that shows the pictures of the Hebrew alphabet. And that's getting right here to my last one of somebody that I had confidence to search out and to find out just some facts, because I don't know a lot about the Hebrew alphabet and all that. But this is Rabbi Felix Halpern, H-A-L-P-E-R-N, and I want to tell this right. I don't want to misquote, so that's why I'm reading as much as I can. But he was explaining, he was on Sid Roth, that 22 letters are in the Hebrew alphabet, and that is also their numeric value. And in English, you know, we have a numeric system, we have an alphabet, but in Hebrew, the alphabet is the same as the numeric system. And this is where, you know, I learned some things about the pictograms. So there's pictures, there's things you can look up to understand and what each alphabet letter represents. Each letter stands on its own with the pictogram. And he was saying, this is Rabbi Felix Halpern, that Jewish believers believe a window that opens up between heaven and earth on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, I'm still going too fast. I'm going to read it again. He said, Jewish believers believe that a window opens up between heaven and earth on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, especially it's a portal opening. And we're closing the window on 5783, and as of sundown last night here, we started Rosh Hashanah. And in Jerusalem and in Israel, it's a different time. But he was quoting Joel 2:28. And lately, the Lord's had on my heart a lot about Acts 2, you know, when the Holy Ghost, you know, and all that. But anyway, I'm just going to read Joel 2:28, which also goes with Acts 2. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And we just got to open ourselves up to the Spirit and be filled with His precious Spirit and let Him use us the way He wants to do. Now, this rabbi was saying, we're going to an extreme heightened acceleration in all things around the world in Joel 2:28. It's a time of intensity, and he was also quoting that it's the tale of two cities. This really spoke to me because it confirmed a lot the Lord has spoke to me over the years. The one on the left are not going God's way. They're going into hell, and they're getting darker, but he was saying like hell in a handbasket. The city on the right are going to rise to glory. And that's exactly, there's light and there's darkness, and they're both on one spectrum and the other. And then below I was writing, we have entered a phase of adaptation because we are in the midst of a profound alteration. We must adapt in every area of life. Embrace the spiritual climate change that I am allowing to unfold before your very eyes. Adjust to the times, but adapt swiftly. This last paragraph, I will read it again and stop soon, but that was by Rabbi Felix Halpin, what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. It quickened me. I believe the Spirit of God spoke that. Embrace the spiritual climate change that I am allowed to unfold before your very eyes. Adjust to the time, but adapt swiftly. We're to move into all things of God. There's all the darkness coming on the world. It's not just in our country. It's in all countries. It's like the light is getting lighter. A lot of people are throwing the towel in. A lot of people are committing suicide. But we have to adjust the times we're in. We have a voice. We speak truth in the spirit of truth and in spirit and love to people, and we let our light shine. But we've got to use a lot of wisdom where we go, what we do in this day and time, and to obey the Lord. Anybody that don't know the Lord, I gave my heart to the Lord as a child at 8 years old. I love Jesus Christ with all my heart. Wrote my testimony, and it's everything about our lives is not perfect. None of us have been perfect in every decision, every time that we fail God. We've all failed and come short of the glory of God. But I thank God for forgiveness and that He's kept me and He's brought me back. Sometimes when I was backslid on Him, there's no time now to get away from the Lord. Sin is rampant, and it's just like as the times are getting darker, I pray that you'll heed. If you're choosing to go a wrong direction today, stop right in your tracks. I am a 70-year-old grandma and mother and friend of people and all. But you know what? I've seen a lot. And I've seen a lot of people fall. And you would think that they never would. And I've been there before and got restored, but sometimes there's not time to get back. So if you're thinking about a wrong decision and it's just like, wait, oh, I just want to go ahead, you're already plotting it. God can give you the grace to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and come back to Him. Don't go that way. Just if you're tempted with it, just, Lord, just forgive me, help me. It's the acting out on it. But if you're letting it get a stronghold in your mind, then you're contemplating it, and the enemy is going to work. We have to anoint our spiritual senses, just like we have eyes, nose, mouth, ears, and feeling, you know, like your hands, you feel, you touch, and all this. In the spiritual, we have the five senses too. We have to be sharpened in this day and time. We have to stay with the Word of God. We have to stay in love, you know, with one another. But be very wise. Be very wise in this day and time. And harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. And don't touch the evil thing. Don't do the evil thing. Just ask the Lord for more grace and strength, and you'll have peace in your heart. There's nothing worth taking our peace. But we stay with Jesus because we love Him. We're not compelled. I mean, it's just like we love Him, and you can get so far in Christ, you just don't want to turn back. I don't know nowhere else to go. The Lord has got my answers, and the Word of God, and the fellowship of the saints, and seeing our loved ones come back. We need to be praying. Many sick, many things trying to strike our nation and the nations of the world. But by God's grace, we stand. And I love each and every one of you, and I pray this has been a blessing. Sorry I didn't know more, and it was so quick today, but just something to get you thinking and get on the right path as we come into this powerful, we're in it, the Rosh Hashanah season, and what God's going to do, and the portals that are going to open, the prayers that's been prayed, and a lot of things we're seeing, we're speaking, we're believing, declaring, that it's going to get done, and it's already done. We declare it's already done, and we speak it into existence in Jesus' name. God bless you.